I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A cyber attack on the city of Atlanta continues to backlog the municipal court and keep city employees offline. Key services are stepping back a couple of decades to run on pen and paper. And Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says bad actors still have control of city data.
We are dealing with a hostage situation. So just as we wouldn't give away too much information if there were a physical hostage, we do have to be careful as we speak about timelines.
Officials say they know who's behind the $50,000 ransom attack, but they're not publicly disclosing that, nor have they ruled out paying the ransom. Mayor Bottoms says an incident response team has been working around the clock with cybersecurity experts from private firms, Georgia Tech, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. Atlanta-based fraternity Omega Psi Phi is dealing with allegations of financial fraud, according to a new report. Fraternity member Randall Griffin, who served as an accountant for the group in 2012, says he discovered that leadership was stealing thousands of dollars in dues and using them for personal purposes. He was then suspended after bringing the concerns forward. Griffin tells CBS 46 that things inside the frat need to change.
We have an organization that is dear to me and dear to a great number of other brothers, and we need to get the corruption out of it.
A representative for the fraternity says the group has been cooperative with police and that an internal review of misuse of funds did take place. Omega Psi Phi has over 700 chapters and is more than 100 years old. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush will share a pulpit today as they eulogize former Georgia Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller at an Atlanta church. Today's memorial at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church is the second of three public services for Miller, who died Friday at the age of 86. Miller was a lifelong Democrat, but is the only American to have delivered the keynote address at a Democratic and Republican national convention. He did it for Clinton in 1992 and Bush in 2004. After today's service, he will lie in state at the Georgia Capitol until a state funeral tomorrow. You can hear the memorial live on GPB Radio starting at 11 a.m. this morning. Renters in Metro Atlanta are seeing increases in their living expenses at one of the highest rates in the country. According to the AJC, rent increases in Atlanta are the fifth highest in the nation, rising 4.4% to a median rent of just under $1,400. Since 2012, Atlanta's rent has climbed 35% in total. Despite the recent increases, 18 regions still have higher median rents than Atlanta. According to Zillow, median home prices in the metro area have risen nearly 9% in the past year, making it harder for people to become homeowners and adding to the rental demand. 488.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.